This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The race is on for the nearly 1 million people newly eligible to receive a COVID-19 vaccine in Massachusetts. As of today, people 55 and older and people with a single medical condition can try to schedule an appointment for a shot. But as WBUR's Simone Rios reports, that's working out better for some than for others.
19-year-old Connor Deidelberg heard from fellow Emerson College students that there was a new vaccine bot on Twitter. They followed the account this morning, and almost immediately Deidelberg learned Tufts Medical Center had 57 slots open.
It took a little bit of frustration because every time I would click a time, it would be like, oops, the time's not available anymore. But I was able to snag an appointment for the 16th.
I actually tried the bot myself, and to my surprise, I found an opening at 10 tomorrow morning at the hospital in Lawrence. But by the time I filled out all my insurance information and answered all the questions, the appointment was gone. Wayne Johnson, a technical writer who lives in West Barnstable, was able to get a slot. He's glad he's going to get the vaccine, but Johnson says the way this process is going, everybody scrambling to get to the front of the line, doesn't sit well with him.
It just seems like everybody's fighting each other to get a vaccination. And it seemed like a sad state to me that we're hurrying to get one at everybody else's expense. No, no, me, I need one first.
Of the 920,000 people newly eligible today, some are waiting to hear from the state after pre-registering online. Others are turning to technology, like web scripts that automatically fill out forms until they land an appointment. Susan Howell, who owns a construction company with her husband on the North Shore, says she's exploring every avenue she knows of to find a vaccine appointment, and so far, no luck.
I've sort of now got my cheat sheet on getting a vaccine that includes masscovidvaccines.com, vaccinatemass.com, VaxFinder. I then set up login accounts on CVS and Walgreens, so that in the coming days, if they look like they have availability, the login will be efficient.
Howell has been signing up for open slots throughout the day, only to find that they've been filled by the time she finishes. She's planning to log back on at 11 tonight because she hears there will be less competition to get a spot. Howell says she can't imagine how less tech-savvy people are navigating this process. The final phase in the state's vaccine rollout is 2 weeks from today, when everybody 16 and older will be eligible. How soon they'll get an appointment, that's another question. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.